Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring back to the program Troy Vincent. Troy, good morning.
Good morning. How you fellas doing this morning?
It's Football Wednesday. Cannot be more excited.
No. It couldn't happen. It couldn't be a better time. I'm so excited. 48 hours away from kickoff. Finally, I can talk 24 hours a day, 365 days a day. I can now begin talking football all day.
Let me ask you this. With the 100th anniversary of the NFL, a lot of excitement surrounding the league heading into 2019. You've been involved in the league for many years as a player and as an executive, as in a player's representative. What does a kickoff each year mean to Troy Vincent? And now that we're 100 years into the NFL, is this one even more special?
It's just special because of the history. I'm learning so much. And just in my tenure as a player, now and as a league executive, some of the things that I'm seeing of the individuals and people that have contributed to the game, it's just been a learning for me over the last year as the office has prepared for kickoff of this season. You know, seeing documentaries of just different people, different organizations, how they've evolved, and being able to actually, my three boys are now playing high school and college level, so we're all learning and looking at this together. But I'm less than 48 hours away from the 100th season kicking off in Chicago, and it should be a great one. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. We're all excited.
Troy, you talk about your son playing high school football. I got to give you some bad news. My son plays at Loyola. The score last Saturday, Loyola 56, Gilman nothing.
Well, you know what? The Gilman program turning around. So my twin, he's a freshman, first time playing. He is not playing because of myself. He went out for the freshman team. They won their second game yesterday.
Nice.
Up at Woodgrove High School up in Northern Virginia. So I got a freshman, Tanner's playing. He's playing offensive line and defensive end. We just got off the phone before I got on this call. He was like, "Dad, I had a bad trip yesterday." And I said, "What caused you to trip?" He said, "I don't know, but I was really embarrassed." Then Teron's at Ohio State, and then Troy's at Townsend in graduate school, finishing up. So, you know, football on during the week, college football's back, and we kicking this thing off tomorrow.
All right, Troy, give the listeners an idea on what Troy Vincent's week is like during the football season.
So all preparation. What is my week like during the season? It is answering coaches, general managers, and front office calls about whether a play call. It is talking to players about specific techniques, what we're looking for. It's a lot of film work, a lot of review. Myself, John Runyon, Stephen Bones, all former players, working with Al Riveron and our staff, we are just constantly looking at film on what is good and what we want to get out the game. So during the season, it's just a lot of film work, a lot of phone conversations, trying to make sure that we prepare our officials, players, and coaches on what we're looking for, both to get out of the game and what we're looking for more of as we try to increase competitive balance.
Okay, Troy, what is your duties on Sunday, game day? What is Troy Vincent doing?
Game day, I'm sitting next to my old teammate, John, the big fella Runyon.
Michigan and Wisconsin get along on game day?
Just for game day. Other than that, it's not a good – we very seldom speak to each other during the week other than that. But on game day, we know we got to work together, two big tenors, so we know the importance of collaboration. So on game day – what John and I are doing are we're tagging plays, we are reviewing sideline integrity, we're tagging the good on what we see. In particular, we see a good tackle on a QB, a good tackle on the back, a good block by a wide receiver, O lineman. We're tagging that play, following it for coaches' video, players' video, public video. We're also looking at those things that we want out of the game. So we're watching every game with an intense eye. We're tagging plays for further communication.
All right, Troy, the holding penalties in the preseason were up 71%. Was that planned that you were going to emphasize holding penalties during? Because we talked to you last year about the same time, and I think it was helmet to helmet. There was some penalty that everybody was worried about, and then once the season started, there was nothing.
Yes. So intentional. It was something that the coaches brought to our attention during competition committee or coaches subcommittee. They brought to our attention that they wanted to get away, wanted to make sure that the holding, in particular that they call the crab block, mm-hmm. You usually see that with the two tackles, that we are calling that and we're consistently calling that. So the way it works is if you start throwing that fabric during the preseason, typically we see that play type begin to decrease as you're working the kickoff. Same thing with use of helmet. Last year, that's where we were. We saw a lot of penalties, a lot of fabric during that time. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure to the players and the coach that we're emphasizing that. So we asked the officials to put the fabric on the field.
Now, Troy, you guys went from full-time officials to not full-time officials, and it just seems like the turnover lately has been so great, and more of your guys are going into television and stuff. Is that because they're getting paid more money?
I think a little bit of all of the above. You know, some of them just are retiring, transition away. We have a strong ODP. That's our officiating development program. Got about 40 folks, both men and women, that participate in that. We're just at that, as we look at 100 years, the evolution, some of these officials have been around 20-plus years. They're transitioning away from the game. We get a chance to look at new young talent. We have seen an uptick over the last 2 or 3 years from our refs and other positions. That's going to happen. It's up to us to make sure that that we're ready for those that are coming on the field, coming from the college ranks, that they're ready to officiate our game. Also, Vinny, this is not a bad thing. The full-time game officials, we actually, during the season, we have access all day to our game officials, all 121. It's during the off season, just like the player, where there's a dark period. So when people say they're not full-time, it's just there's a dark period, just like the player, that you don't have access to them. But once the season kicks off, training camp, we have full access to all of our game officials.
So that's kind of like voluntary, mandatory mini camp?
That's exactly what it is, but it's just not phrased that way. But there's a dark period. Once the Super Bowl ends, they have that period just like the players. They're reporting back for OTA days and off-season program.
So, Troy, explain to the listeners, because we're starting the season, the new pass interference rule, because we know it's going to come up. And it looked like coaches were kind of experimenting during the preseason with throwing the flag.
Yes. So when we look at his playing rule proposal number 6, instant replay of pass interference, it's a 1-year-only rule. I think it's important for the listeners that the intent of the pass interference rule here is to correct the clear and obvious. Not expecting perfection. What we want to avoid is re-officiating the play. So it's the clear and obvious. So there's a standard to overturn the on-the-field ruling, which is clear and obvious visual evidence. This is the same standard that is consistently applied through all of our replay reviews. So that's important to remember. There is a higher standard. So the chicken fighting, the back, those aren't things that we would consider clear and obvious errors. So the coach now has the ability, outside of 2, to put a flag on the field. We still, here in officiating AMGC, we have the ability, inside of 2, which we always had, to stop the game, to put a flag on, take it off the field. That's important. And I think the last thing here, Vinny, is when we think about the OPI-DPI rule here, it's important to know that we are when we look at that review, that replay, it is a live line feed. We're looking at and reviewing at it from a live line feed, real time. So we're making that determination off of the live line feed. At a 1 o'clock window, we only may get 1 to 2 shots. So we have to make a determination based off of those 1 or 2 shots coming from the truck. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Troy, now preseason games, joint practices. I mean, it seems like everybody's fed up with four games because it, the way the game is played today, nobody plays. You know, so where do you stand on that? Because I like to joint practice. I saw the Ravens practice against Jacksonville, and I saw them practice against Philly, and the ones get a lot more work than they got all the preseason.
Well, the coaches, and that's the evolution of the game. You know, as you well know, you've been there, you've seen it. Healthy teams win. You know injuries are going to happen. You just don't know when and to what particular position group, but the inevitable is going to happen. So coaches are trying to keep players healthy. I haven't gotten over to that point yet where, as a professional, I needed reps. I think there's something about game day reps to get you ready to play the game on Sunday, Mondays, and Thursdays. I think the joint practices, from what we've heard, our research says, they've been very effective. Is where we've seen more of it over the last 3 or 4 years. It's where the ones, in particular those starting QBs, they're getting most of their work. And some coaches have chosen not to go in that direction. Again, myself and there's a few others that's in the same camp. Man, I played a little in preseason. It's just something about real game time, getting my body and mind ready for that kind of tempo.
Now, Troy, where is the new CBA stand? Are you making progress? How much are
you
involved?
What I've heard, I'm not involved in those actual talks, but I hear that there has been progress.
Hey, Troy, one last question. If you were playing today, how much would you be making a year?
About $200 million. Vinny, and I was sharing this with somebody the other day. I was like, it's all about timing and market. It's really not about you being the best at your position. It's about timing, market demand. And what you're seeing now is it's not an explosion. It's just where we are from a timing standpoint, where the dollars is from a salary cap. But, man, if I was born 20 years later, we're coming out of Wisconsin, running a 4.240. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, the Badgers, they're kind of favored to win that West, I think, Troy.
You know what? Last year we were favored. With all of those, we had the All-American line.
Yep.
The preseason, we were preseason. We had about three guys that were, preseason All-Americans. There was a lot of high expectations last year. I'm a little hesitant about going on a record now about saying we can win that side of the bracket. Just because of what happened last year, hey, we went down south. We were supposed to. We know we were going to win that football game. Can he withstand the rigors of that division throughout? But we look good. I just don't want to go on record because I did that last year and I got egg on my face.
Troy Vincent, Executive Vice President, Football Operations, National Football League season starts tomorrow night. Bears hosting the Packers, historical rival, no doubt about it. Troy, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the 100th anniversary. I know you weren't part of all 100 years, but you had a very prominent role in it. So good luck on the season, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again, gentlemen.
Hey, Troy, when you come up this way, give me a call. We'll get together.
We'll love to. Thank you.
You got it, man.
Troy Vincent, NFL season starts tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.